Track 26, Section 10, Definitions, pages 119 to 124. Accountable Care Organization, ACO. Groups of doctors, hospitals, and other healthcare professionals working together to coordinate your care that are accountable for the quality and cost of care they provide you. Assignment. An agreement by your doctor, other healthcare provider, or supplier to be paid directly by Medicare, to accept the payment amount Medicare approves for the services payment in full, and not to bill you for any more than the Medicare deductible and coinsurance. Benefit period. The way that original Medicare measures your use of hospital and skilled nursing facility services. A benefit period begins the day you're admitted as an inpatient in a hospital or skilled nursing facility. The benefit period ends when you haven't gotten any inpatient hospital care or skilled care in a skilled nursing facility for 60 days in a row. If you're going to a hospital or a skilled nursing facility after one benefit period has ended, a new benefit period begins. You must pay the inpatient hospital deductible for each benefit period. There's no limit to the number of benefit periods. Coinsurance. An amount you may be required to pay as your share of the cost for benefits after you pay any deductibles. Coinsurance is usually a percentage, for example, 20%. Copayment. An amount you may be required to pay as your share of the cost for benefits after you pay any deductibles. A copayment is a fixed amount, like $30. Creditable prescription drug coverage. Prescription drug coverage that's expected to pay, on average, at least as much as Medicare drug coverage. This could include drug coverage from a current or former employer or union, TRICARE, Indian Health Service, VA, or individual health insurance coverage. Critical Access Hospital. A small facility located in a rural area more than 35 miles. Or 15 miles if in mountainous terrain or in areas with only secondary roads, from another hospital or critical access hospital. This facility provides 24/7 emergency care, has 25 or fewer inpatient beds, and maintains an average length of stay of 96 hours or less for acute care patients. Deductible. The amount you must pay for healthcare or prescriptions before original Medicare, your Medicare Advantage plan, your Medicare drug plan, or your other insurance begins to pay. Demonstrations. Special projects, sometimes called pilot programs or research studies, that test improvements in Medicare coverage, payment, and quality of care. They usually operate only for a limited time, for a specific group of people, and in specific areas. Extra help. A Medicare program to help people with limited income and resources pay Medicare prescription drug program costs, like premiums, deductibles, and coinsurance. Formulary. A list of prescription drugs covered by a prescription drug plan or another insurance plan offering prescription drug benefits, also called a drug list. Inpatient rehabilitation facility. A hospital, or part of a hospital, that provides an intensive rehabilitation program to inpatients. Lifetime reserve days. In original Medicare, these are additional days that Medicare will pay for when you're in a hospital for more than 90 days. You have a total of 60 reserve days that can be used during your lifetime. For each lifetime reserve day, Medicare pays all covered costs except for a daily coinsurance. Long-term care hospital. Acute care hospitals that provide treatment for patients who stay, on average, more than 25 days. Most patients are transferred from an intensive or critical care unit. Medicaid. A joint federal and state program that helps with medical costs for some people with limited income and, in some cases, resources. Medicaid programs vary from state to state, but most health care costs are covered if you qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid. Medically necessary. Healthcare services or supplies needed to diagnose or treat an illness, injury, condition, disease, or its symptoms and that meet accepted standards of medicine. Medicare Advantage Plan, Part C. A type of Medicare health plan offered by a private company that contracts with Medicare. Medicare Advantage plans provide all of your Part A and Part B benefits, with a few exclusions. For example, certain aspects of clinical trials which are covered by original Medicare even though you're still in the plan. Medicare Advantage plans include health maintenance organizations, preferred provider organizations, private fee-for-service plans, special needs plans, medical savings account plans. If you're enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, most Medicare services are covered through the plan. Most Medicare services aren't paid for by Original Medicare. Most Medicare Advantage plans offer prescription drug coverage. Medicare approved amount. The payment amount that Original Medicare sets for a covered service or item. Medicare pays its share and you pay your share of the amount. Medicare Health Plan. Plans offered by private companies that contract with Medicare to provide Part A, Part B, and in many cases, Part D benefits, includes Medicare Advantage plans and certain other types of coverage, like Medicare cost plans, PACE programs, and demonstration/pilot programs. Medicare plan. Any way other than original Medicare that you can get your Medicare health or drug coverage. This term includes all Medicare health plans and Medicare drug plans. Medigap. Medicare supplement insurance sold by private insurance companies to fill gaps in original Medicare coverage. Original Medicare. A fee-for-service health insurance program that has two parts, Part A, hospital insurance, and Part B, medical insurance. You typically pay a portion of the costs for covered services as you get them. Under Original Medicare, you don't have coverage through a Medicare Advantage plan or another type of Medicare health plan. Premium. The periodic payment to Medicare, an insurance company, or a healthcare plan for health or prescription drug coverage. Preventive services. Healthcare to prevent illness or detect illness at an early stage, when treatment is likely to work best. For example, preventive services include pap tests, flu shots, and screening mammograms. Primary care doctor. The doctor you go to first for most health problems. They may talk with other doctors and healthcare providers about your care and refer you to them. Referral. A written order from your primary care doctor for you to visit a specialist or get certain medical services. Without a referral, your plan may not pay for services from a specialist. Rural Emergency Hospital. A facility that provides emergency department service, observation care, and certain other specified outpatient medical and health services to patients that generally stay less than 24 hours. Service area. An area you must live in for the plan to accept you as a member. For plans that limit which doctors and hospitals you may use, it's also generally the area where you can get routine, non-emergency services. Plans can, and in some cases must, disenroll you if you move outside their service area. Skilled Nursing Facility, SNF. A nursing facility with the staff and equipment to give skilled nursing care and, in most cases, skilled rehabilitative services and other related health services. Skilled Nursing Facility, SNF, care. Skilled nursing care and therapy services provided on a daily basis in a skilled nursing facility. Examples of skilled nursing facility care include physical therapy or intravenous injections that can only be given by a physical therapist or registered nurse. Non-discrimination notice. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, doesn't exclude, deny benefits to, or otherwise discriminate against any person on the basis of race, color, national origin, disability, sex, or age in admission to, participation in, or receipt of the services and benefits under any of its programs and activities, whether carried out by CMS directly or through a contractor or any other entity with which CMS arranges to carry out its programs and activities. You can contact CMS in any of the ways included in this notice if you have any concerns about getting information in a format that you can use. You may also file a complaint if you think you've been subjected to discrimination in a CMS program or activity, including experiencing issues with getting information in an accessible format from any Medicare Advantage plan, Medicare drug plan, state or local Medicaid office, or marketplace qualified health plans. There are three ways to file a complaint with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office for Civil Rights. 1. Online. hhs.gov/civil-rights/filing-a-complaint/complaint-process/index.html. 2. By phone. Call 1-800-368-1019. TTY users can call 1-800-537-7697. 3. In writing, send information about your complaint. 2. Office for Civil Rights, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 200 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Room 509F, HHH Building, Washington, District of Columbia, 20201. Accessible Communications. Medicare provides free auxiliary aids and services, including information in accessible formats like Braille, large print, data or audio files, relay services, and TTY communications. If you request information in an accessible format, you won't be disadvantaged by any additional time necessary to provide it. This means you'll get extra time to take any action if there's a delay in fulfilling your request. To request Medicare or Marketplace information in an accessible format, you can 1. Call us. For Medicare, 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227. TTY, 1-877-486-2048. For Marketplace, 1-800-318-2596. TTY, 1-855-889-4325. 2. Email us, outformatrequest@cms.hhs.gov. 3. Send us a fax, 1-844-530-3676. 4. Send us a letter. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Offices of Hearings and Inquiries, OHI. 7500 Security Boulevard, Mail Stop DO-01-20. Baltimore, Maryland 21244-1850. Attention, Customer Accessibility Resource Staff, CARS. Your request should include your name, phone number, type of information you need, if known, and the mailing address where we should send the materials. We may contact you for additional information. Note, if you're enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan or Medicare drug plan, contact your plan to request its information in an accessible format. For Medicaid, contact your state's Medicaid office.